There's a topic I'd like to talk about, which is called body language. And there's another topic which I'd like to do separately later on, which is called the anatomy as a motherboard. To be able to understand the anatomy as a motherboard, it's first necessary to understand the body language. And I've been talking about that in very many forms already, woven into all the other conversations. Because it is the cell communication which is the foundation of the body language, and I find it important to talk about the body language because medical doctors and therapists, they often have a strange kind of understanding of how medicine works, how medical therapy or medical treatment works. They have a model of understanding. And then in medical school, they explain to doctors that this is why it works. Doctors learn that, and then doctors have to learn how to communicate that to the patient. And when they explain that to the patient says that they understand, but nothing works. So the medical treatment is not in the model that the doctor uses. Because by that model, if the model worked, the healing would be instantaneous. So we need to realize that there is a difference between the models that the doctor uses and the activities that the doctor does. And Grinder and Bandler researched that for the effectivity of different kind of therapists, and realized that the models, the explanatory models that the therapist used, were actually not what they were doing. So when the therapist said that they were doing something, that was the explanatory model which they described, by their actions they did something else. But when I make the contradistinction between what they said that they did and what they actually did, in a way I make the difference between the language of communication and the language of their body. But now I want to go much deeper level. I don't want to go to the language of the body, but I want to go into body language. What is the language that we have within our body? Because if that what doctors tell each other doesn't make them better, doctors are notorious for not being at the same level of health as other people often. If the model that the doctor tells the patient doesn't help the patient, then we can say that the model is not actually treating the patient. So we need to, like Grinder and Bandler, look at what's actually happening. And then you can see that the interaction of the doctor with the patient at the body level is different, but that in fact in most cases it is prodding of the body, or it is administering food or information to the body. But then it turns out that the body just happily ignores it if the body cannot understand it. So it is not about telling the body something, but speaking to the body in such a way that the body can actually listen and understand. And so that is where we then come up to the realization that body language is not what kind of model of what kind of words or not kind of gestures or contact or movements that we make in interacting with the patient or with interacting with somebody else, but that there is something else going on, that the body itself has an understanding, the body itself has a form of communication, the body itself has a kind of language, which I then want to make explicit here in this notion of body language. And as always, I always go again back to the first cell in the body, because if there is something in the body that works, it must be right there from the first cell. If there is something that happens in the body, then it must already originate from the first cell division. So the same at the level of body language. The cell communication is what emerges out of the cell division of the first cell. This is a zygote, has come together from the egg and the sperm of the mother and the father. The two cells fuse, and that's literally nuclear fusion of the two cells. And that has a nuclear reaction of the two cells, as a result of which the two long DNA in the maternal cell and the two short, the highly compressed DNA in the paternal cell, they need to balance out between them, as a result of which the two DNA strands create an interaction dynamic out of which a new nuclear fusion originates, and that then is already at the core of the replication of the first cell, which then goes on and again and again and again, forming the body, which actually is then the contagious for thousandfold, millionfold more microorganisms that live in and on around our body. So we need to understand what goes on in the body at the level of the cell communication. After the first cell divides and the feed forward and feedback come back out of that, and as the first cell is combined as two cells with this feed forward feedback loop binding them, then we can understand that all of the cell communications are the result of this interaction between the cells. Not just between the first two cells out of the first cell division, but between all of the other cells at all levels. So it's every cell that divides, those two cells are coupled by a Möbius loop, figure 8 lemniscate, tying up the feed-forward feedback loop between those two cells that emerge out of the cell division. And over many layers, this then builds up the whole body. And all of the communication between all these cells is the foundation of the cell communication, which is the essence of the body language. The body language then is, and I repeat that again and again, it is physical, it's chemical, it's electromagnetic, and it's radio information field, it's photon field level. Because the molecules work as proteins, they work as enzymes, they work as hormones, and they work as pigments. So they actually work at the four ranges of the physical, the chemical, the electromagnetic, and the photonic the zipper of materialization of the body, so that the body materials, the body chemistry, the body electromagnetic communication, and the body information integration are all united in that cell communication. So when a doctor does something, the only way that it will have effect on the body is when the body cells recognize it as part of their communication. So that is where it is the body language, which is at the cellular level. Of course, the cells form clusters. In fact, they form colonies of cells, which are then called organs. And these organs between them share an intense relationship of similarities, samenesses, variations to the theme, in which as a whole, as a kind of colony of microbes or other cells clustered together, can form their own identity and integrity. Different organs have different characteristics. They also have a different position in the body as in relationship to the bloodstream, of which they all contribute different parts. So at that sense, we can see that in our body we have four levels of functioning. We have the cellular level of individual cells doing their individual things in the body as a whole. We have the vegetative level of streams, say the hierarchies, the pipelines connecting one part of the body and another, as you can see in the form of plants. So the blood vessels, the nervous system, the lymphatic system, and so on, they all form tubings throughout the body connecting different parts. We also have the animal system of the organic circulation, which around the gut has a circle of blood. Blood itself is also an organ, a liquid crystal organ, and the blood is purified and maintained and fed by the different organs, which as stations along that cycle form one integral unit. And as I mentioned again and again, that is also described by the zodiac or the gods of the Olympus. So once you see that these organs form one cycle, You can also understand that every organ has a specific quality, a specific characteristic in that circulation, and it contributes a different part in the way we connect to the outside and the inside. And so all of the organs have a different role in relating us to our environment. Of course, for the skin and the sensory system, it is very direct. We are, so to say, in touch with the environment. And at that level, the body language is the language of the vibration of the universe as it impinges on the cells, and the way the cells respond to that, and the way the cells relay their response into the body. That's the contact level of the body language that we have. Then there is another level where we are not interacting with the vibrations of the environment, but we are interacting with the molecules of the environment. So we smell molecules, we taste molecules, we ingest molecules, we chew them, we digest them in the stomach, we rip them apart with the enzymes in the duodenum, we take them into the body in the small intestine. So there is that whole level where we're actually dealing with a molecular interchange between the environment and the body. So there's this vast array of body language which takes place in the form of molecular dynamics, variations to the themes, alterations to the theme, etc. Then those vibrations and molecules from the environment are internalized in the body in a combination of molecules and vibrations, which is, say, the hormonal level or the metabolomic level. In our body system, the cells use molecules as handles for storing and stocking information, transforming information, releasing information. So the metabolomes, which are the metabolic cycles of specific kind of hormones and molecules in the body, form loops of different kinds. So there's a core molecule, things are added to it, things are taken away from it, and those are exchanged between different organs and glands in the body. So that is part of the body language as well. It's the kind of internal highway or the internet of communication between different stations within the body, as a result of which these body stations can connect up and communicate with each other, inform each other, respond to each other. And evidently there's also this primordial, original feed-forward feedback cycle between the cells, where as molecules they provide structure, by their electrical variability they have chemical reactivity to the body and to other cells. As electromagnetic spectrum, they actually also already radiate a signal around them and inform the body in that manner. And at the photonic level, they can actually directly interact with the light field and thus are processors within the light field. So in that sense, we can then understand that the body language from the basis, starting with the first cell, is what the cell can do internally with the exchanges in the environment. And those exchanges in the environment are physical, chemical, electromagnetic, and photonic. So in the whole range of the alchemical interaction, earth, water, air, and fire, which is material, molecular, atomic, and photonic, the cells communicate. So the body language at this most basic level is in the full range between information, atomic, molecular, and material, which is the whole wide range of everything in existence, from physical to physical. So body language is a much wider range of cell communication than doctors tend to use. So there's a much deeper level of communication by which we can act and interact with the body once we understand that. So we can actually use more information and use more subtle information to communicate with the body. And that's actually what you see in the forms of healthcare. The Western world believes in the anatomy of the body and thus tends to look for physical interactions with the body or physical molecules to interact with the body. In the East, they are much more aware that our body is part of the food chain of the environment. So they're much more aware that it is about qualities of molecules, combinations of molecules, qualities of information, combinations of information by which the body internally can reconnect to the body outside. And so they look for nutrition and exercises to restore the balance between inside and outside. The Far East, the Chinese medical practice knows that there is this level of organization in which it's like the points of contact can be calibrated. If the swing of the pendulum of the clock is not suspended properly, you rehang it a bit, and then suddenly you can find that it will have its proper beat again. So the Far Eastern model is much more at the level. There's a lot of bristle going on your side. So there's in the Far Eastern system, you have a much more refined attunement into the environment. So they calibrate the way the processes in the body are attuned into each other. The Far Western is much more aware that we have an internal model of the reality, had the realization of reality, which sometimes is disconnected from what goes on around us, and we need to redefine that, we need to reposition that. So we need to actually calibrate what we think about the world versus what the world actually is going on. So that's part of the body language in the world too. So the body language is actually at the cellular level, as a points of information. The body language is in the form of relationship between cells and other cells, the communication. It's a linear process. The body language is at the organic levels, where you have cycles within cycles within cycles, loops within loops, where things support each other and continue each other as that organic level of body communication. But there is also that level where the body has the information of the cell, of the organ, of the body and the environment as a whole, so the holographic perception of everything. So what I try to say with this notion of body language is that once we understand that body language is that full spectrum between the cell, the organ, the body and the environment of patterns of information in coherence, like the point discharge of the sensory cell, the Fourier code in the neuron, the Moiré hologram, the Moiré matrix in the plexus, or the Gabor hologram in the brain, then we can start to understand that there are so many more levels of body language than we actually use at the moment in communicating between us, that once we understand the body language itself better, and once we understand the body language in the body as a whole better, then we can also make more use of that understanding of the body language. And evidently, that's where meditation exercises, yoga exercises, and other exercises are immensely important tools to learn to feel that body language. Because evidently, body language is not written, it is not spoken, it is in part felt, and it is in greatest part realized. So in learning to work with a body language, we actually need to learn to move away from, say, the coming back to where I started, the kind of models by which doctors educate each other, or the kind of techniques or remedies by which doctors communicate with the patient. We need to actually realize that it is not about the doctors understanding it or the patients understanding it, but it's about the body understanding it, specifically about the cells understanding what restores the integrity of their functioning in that environment that they are in. And for the cells, that environment that they are in means the cells with which they communicate, because they share a common origin in that first cell from which they were all formed. So that is the core of this whole understanding of body language, that once we start on the basis of understanding how the cell forms part of its environment, then every form of interchange between the cell and the universe as a whole is part of the language by which the cell communicates within its environment. And the more we know about the whole range and scope of that language, and the more we understand about the grammar, the idiom, the syntax, the semantics of that language, the better we can learn to communicate with the body. And as the different forms of healthcare show, how Far West uses imaginary and imagination to recalibrate the relationship between the self image and the world image. The Far East uses points of contact or points of contemplation to recalibrate the attunement between the self and the environment. The East uses food and healing, touch and concern as part of the restoration of the integrity and integration in the environment. So we certainly need to add that to the Western model of using materials and using tools to do something with the body. So we need to enrich our understanding of the body language so that we can come to a better understanding of the body, how it communicates, how it thinks, how it understands, and how it can heal itself.